So, Rachel, you said that in your home country of New Zealand, there's lots of birds that don't fly.
Yes, there are a lot of birds that don't fly.
Wow, see, I only knew of the kiwi and of course the penguin, but I didn't know of other ones. So first, the kiwi doesn't
Yes,
fly,
that's
right?
the famous one.
Right.
They don't fly, but they can run very fast. I've
Right.
seen them.
And like, are the kiwi all over? Like, are there different types of kiwi?
There are several different varieties. They're very rare, though, and they're nocturnal.
Oh,
So
nocturnal.
I'd say most New Zealanders have never seen one in the wild. I've only seen them in kiwi parks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't
Okay.
see them.
So I thought they'd be like kangaroos in Australia or something.
No,
You
they're
go and there's
very,
one.
very precious and very rare.
Oh, wow.
One that you see more often is a pukekul, which is, it looks a little bit like a stork, I suppose, except it's dark blue.
What's it called?
Pukekul.
Pukeko.
Yeah, and they're a lot more common. And takahe is another one.
So the first one, though,
You can
let's
see
go.
them along the side of the road when you're driving through the countryside. They're much more common.
So this pukeko, does it fly?
No, they don't fly.
Really? And it's like a
Yeah.
stork, it has long legs.
It has quite long legs. Yeah, it's a very cute little bird, but it's very dark.
How tall is it? Like up to your knee, up to your hip?
Maybe up to your knees.
Really?
Cute little bird.
That's awesome. And so what was the other one you mentioned?
Takahe, it's a very similar looking to that one. It's a little different, difficult to tell apart.
Really? And it's also like kind of dark bluish?
Yeah. Another one's a kakapo, is a very famous one. It's New Zealand's flightless green parrot. It's kind of like a large fat parrot that lives on the ground. It's
Really?
extremely rare. I'm not sure what the numbers are now, but around 20 years ago, I think there were only 45 left.
Oh, that is
Extremely
rare.
rare. So
Wow.
there's an intensive breeding program for them. And
Yeah.
of course, nobody's seen those in the wild.
Well, yeah, you have to be careful to go like the way of
You
the
do.
Tasmanian tiger.
They breed and they nest on the ground. They lay their eggs on the ground. So they're very vulnerable to introduced predators, to any animals.